You're listening to the Tembo Sounds Show. Inzwaingo, ma inzwaiwo, show handy to Niascana.
Hey, this is Jen in the Berg, and finally house music has caught on to Pittsburgh.
everybody. If you're joining us, it's the Timber Sounds, the Culture Show. We have been playing Fast and Furious, all this good vibes 2023, deep house and soulful house culture today. The Fast Hour had us playing some reggae and some dancehall. We have been getting requests about playing some great reggae, some great house. 2023, I'm going to be mashing it up just for you, all my listeners. Let us know where you're listening from. We'll big up your ends as always, 412-499-5000. I'll give a shout out to new listeners that logged into us for the first time from the following countries: Tanzania, United Arab Emirates, Egypt, South Africa, Canada, Spain, UK, Kenya, and the United States of America. To my friends in Uganda, you're not doing your job. To my friends in Ghana, you need to be sharing this music with your family, with your friends, people at work. It's music friendly. It has got nothing to do with... Let me put it this way. The music played here on this show is family friendly and office friendly. Timber Sounds of Culture, it's what we do. We mix, mash up the cultures and the genres of music. Because we believe that with music, through music, human beings connect at a different level, yeah? I've been your host, Dr. Kenya O.C. Redoli, and we've been broadcasting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to the rest of the world, right here on WRCT 88.3 FM. Also to our listeners in Canada, Asha Radio Prime, and to our listeners across the world, you've been listening to us on My Walking Radio, Africa's hottest online radio station. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. And if you missed any live show, please go to my website, timbersounds.com, or go to any podcast outlet of your choice. Do a search for Timber Sounds, the Culture. Do a search for Dr. Kenya, O-C-O-S-I. You'll get the show. Until next week, have a good one. Stay sharp, stay fresh, stay focused. We got you right here on the Timber Sounds Culture Show. Yeah? Take it easy.
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Just don't know how you could be anything but beautiful. Think that I'm made for you, and you were made for me. And I know that I will never change. Rain or shine, for such a long, long time. laughing eyes and smiling face. It seems so lucky just to have the right, telling you with all my might, you're beautiful tonight. And I know that you will never stray, 'cause you've been that way from day to day for such a long, long time. And when you hold me tight, how could life be anything but beautiful? Think that I was made for you, and you were made for me. And I know that I will never change. We've been friends, the rain or shine, for such a long, long time. I must say, it means so much to me to be the one who's telling you, I'm telling you that you're beautiful.
Gordon Lightfoot on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with a song called Beautiful. Started this hour off with Alan Tew and a song called Cruising. It didn't sound very cruise-worthy, quite honestly, but there you go. Now let's take a look at some of the things that happened on these dates in history. Beginning with March 3rd, 1855, the U.S. Congress authorized $30,000 to study the feasibility of using camels for military purposes. Wow. March 4th, 1924, Happy Birthday to You is published by Clayton Sunny. March 4th, 1930, Mrs. Charles Fawning of Buffalo, New York, was recognized as the first woman to bowl a perfect 300 bowling game. How about that? Bowling match, rather. March 5th, 2004, Martha Stewart is convicted of obstructing justice, a felony. Yeah, she went to prison. A Camp Cupcake type place, but yeah, she went to prison. March 6th, 1950, Silly Putty is invented. March 6th, 1964, boxing great Cassius Clay converts to Islam and changes his name to Muhammad Ali. March 6th, 1981, the well-known and loved Walter Cronkite signed off as the anchorman of the CBS Evening News. March 7th, 1933, Monopoly was invented. The game, not the idea. March 7th, 2011, Charlie Sheen was fired by CBS from Two and a Half Men. March 8th, 1817, the New York Stock Exchange was founded. March 8th, 1936, the first stock car race is run at Daytona Beach. March 9th, 1562, kissing is banned in Naples, Italy, punishable by death. And on March 10th, 1862, the U.S. government issued paper money for the first time. Here's Paul Marriott, Have You Never Been Mellow? It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Chillin' with Eric O'Brien. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Lex de Azevedo there, and what a day for a daydream. Johnny Pearson and his treatment of soul coaxing. John Fox in there with Just for Tonight, Ronnie Aldridge in All Those Years Ago, and Paul Marriott did Have You Never Been Mellow. And I'm never mellow about these things, and I just need to do this just to clear the air.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha. Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Hey, it's a great idea!
We did that preemptively because this story is going to be very strange. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline... Hang on a second here. Okay, there we go. Dateline, let's see, where were we? Well, doesn't matter, we're on an airplane somewhere. And it's interesting to note that Chris Chari was traveling in business class to Tokyo from Jakarta in February, and he had ordered a vegan meal, which his flight attendant confirmed before the plane took off. But what happened during the actual meal service was shocking enough to prompt Chari to write a post about it on FlyerTalk.com the same day. Before he took off, his attendant confirmed that he had ordered a vegan meal and that his breakfast was a banana, by which he mistakenly assumed she meant it was that it was included. It was a part of a bigger breakfast. But when she served the banana after takeoff, I thought it was just an underwhelming appetizer. But in fact, was the entire meal service. So not only that, but he got metal cutlery and chopsticks. Well, he said it was a really good banana, one of the best he's had recently, but it seemed to be a more appropriate snack, and so he was typically underwhelmed there. For lunch, he said he was served barely seasoned spaghetti. Well, when this newspaper spoke to the airlines, they apologized for being unable to meet the expectations. And their representative also confirmed that the snack option for non-vegan travelers on his flight comprised of seared tuna, Moroccan-style eggplant salad, a baguette, and two types of cheeses with orange salsa. That was the snack option, apparently. Gee, that just, yeah. Okay, well, moving right along here. Let's see, where are we here? Yes. A 2.6-pound quahog clam made a rare visit to the Florida coast, believed by researchers to be 214 years old. Blaine Parker said he was collecting shellfish to make chowder at Alligator Point in St. James Island in Franklin County when he found the gigantic quahog clam on an Atlantic species often found off of North Carolina or just north there. He was pretty sure they were just going to eat it, but thought it looked a little different, so he didn't want to kill it. So he took it to the Gulf Specimen Marine Lab in Panacea, where researchers confirmed it was larger than average, and they typically weigh up to half a pound and measure up to 4.3 inches in length. His clam was 6 inches long. Researchers said the alternating bands of light on the clam's shell indicate it was born in 1809, the same year that Abe Lincoln was born. Wow. So Parker named his clam Lincoln. Aber Clam Lincoln. There you go. Lab officials believe it is the fourth oldest clam on record. The oldest quahog named Ming was discovered off the coast of Ireland about, 2007, and was determined to be 507 years old. Well, that is that's pretty amazing to find things like that. Not often that you do. Here's Frank Jaxfield, Don't Cry Out Loud. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program right here in WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. We'll let you know that this show originally aired on WRCT on Friday, October 21st. October 21st was also the date. It was the anniversary. It was October 21st of 1959 that the Guggenheim Museum opened in New York City, the one that Frank Lloyd Wright designed. So within this program, within the next 2 hours, I'm doing a mock of Guggenheim. So you might want to stay tuned to that. Plus, this encore presentation has something extra special. It has two bonus songs that weren't played on the original program back on October 21st of 2022. One of those bonus songs is this one from their very first album. It's Wussy. An Airborne.
Well, you said that you would call me, and when you didn't call me, I gave you up for dead. So I was working on a backbone and chiseling a tombstone. When you called me up and said, through a wall of heavy breathing, you thought it was relieving to be out on your own. How a voice that used to thrill me could cut me up and kill me on the funny hotel.
Tonight.